You're listening to the Vegans Explore Network, found at vegansexplore.com. Fundraising systems for stability. Moving beyond event-only donations. If you're leading a small grassroots vegan nonprofit, you probably know this cycle. You plan an event, you promote it heavily, you rally volunteers, you push donations. The event goes well, energy is high, donations come in. Then 2 weeks later, things quiet down. Revenue slows, momentum dips, you start planning the next event. That cycle is exhausting. Events are powerful, but events are spikes. Spikes are not systems. Today, we're talking about how to move beyond event-only donations and build fundraising systems that create stability. Because stability protects your mission. The problem with event-only fundraising. Events create energy, visibility, community moments, but they also create pressure. If your organization depends on event revenue, every month feels uncertain. You're constantly asking, will people show up? Will we hit our goal? Can we cover expenses? That uncertainty drains leaders and volunteers. It also limits long-term planning. You cannot build infrastructure if you don't know what resources you'll have next quarter. This is where recurring revenue changes everything. Why monthly giving changes the game. Monthly donors are not just about money. They're about predictability. If 50 people give $20 per month, that is $1,000 in recurring revenue. That might cover email software, event deposits, basic marketing tools, part-time support. Even a modest recurring base creates psychological safety. It allows you to think beyond the next event. And here's something important. People often prefer small monthly commitments over large one-time asks. A $15 or $20 a month tier feels manageable. The key is clarity. Don't say support us if you can. Say, become a $20 per month community supporter and help us sustain local vegan advocacy year-round. Specificity increases participation. Action step one, launch a $10 to $25 monthly giving tier. Keep it simple, create one tier, not five. Name it clearly, and here's some examples. Community supporter, local impact partner, monthly advocate. Explain what that reoccurring support makes possible. Be transparent. What does $10 or $25 per month fund? Clarity builds trust. Trust builds retention. Action step number two, create a 90-day fundraising goal. Instead of vague targets like we need more donors, define a number. For example, in the next 90 days, we'll secure 40 new monthly donors. Now, reverse engineer it. How many emails will you send? How many social posts? How many direct invitations? A 90-day goal creates focus. It shifts fundraising from emotional urgency to operational planning. You're not begging, you're building. Action step number three, design a 4-week micro campaign. Instead of randomly asking for donations, run a structured campaign. Week one, define the problem. What challenge is your organization addressing right now? Week two, share stories. Highlight impact, share specific examples. Week three, show proof. Share numbers, testimonials, and outcomes. Week four, make a direct invitation. Invite people to join the monthly giving tier. Every post, every email, every conversation reinforces the same theme. Campaign thinking builds momentum. Scattered asks dilute it. Action step four, map the donor journey. Most small nonprofits treat donations as a finish line. It is not. It is the beginning of a relationship. Map the journey clearly. Number one, awareness. Someone discovers your organization through social or an event. Number two, engagement. They download your lead magnet or join your email list. Number three, invitation. They're introduced to your monthly giving tier. Number four, retention. They receive consistent updates and impact stories. And number five, leadership. They become ambassadors or help promote your mission. If you do not define this pathway, donors stay disconnected. Disconnected donors churn. Connected donors stay. The bigger picture, fundraising should not feel like constant scrambling. It should feel like building. When you move from event-only spikes to recurring systems, three things happen. Pressure decreases, planning improves, confidence grows. You begin operating with intention instead of urgency. And that shift protects your leadership team from burnout. In episode 4, we'll talk about how to turn volunteers into leaders so growth is not dependent on one or two exhausted founders. Because sustainability is not just financial, it's structural. And structure is what keeps missions alive long-term.